What is good, y'all? It's your girl Bria back on Bria Chronicles with a new episode for y'all. And this episode today is called Welcome to Your 20s Part 2. Y'all, it's really, I had another episode planned, but honestly, I've been going through some 20s struggles and I just feel it needs a part two. It needs a part two. Let's talk about being in your 20s and living with your parents. It's a struggle, y'all. It's a struggle, you know. First, you're a kid, then you're an adult, and then they can't make up your mind. They can't make up your mind which one they want you to be, you know. I don't know, y'all. Some of it might sound personal because it's kind of what I'm going through a little bit, but you know, I can't be the one that's alone with this. Please tell me I'm not alone with this. But, excuse me. Before we get started with this episode, I told you I'm still getting to the foundation of this show. Today, we're not doing any type of songs this week. It's just going to be me talking. Boring, I know. But, it's just, I just want y'all to hear me, you know? Like, oh, the song, I will have it in multiple episodes, but I'm not feeling it this week. But anyway, y'all, so usually I take a time before I get into my main discussion to have a mental note, write my week, answer any questions y'all have asked me, and so on and so forth. So, mental note, I would say it's a 5 out of 10, y'all. It's been a really rough week for me. We're not going to talk about it. It's just been 5 out of 10. It could be better, but honestly, I'm praying for better. So, it's going to be all right. God got me, y'all. So, it's going to be all right. It's 5 out of 10 today, this week. But next week might be a 10 out of 10. Who knows? So, with my mood right now, honestly, saying 5 out of 10. Like I say, y'all, I've been going through it this week. But yeah, all right. And then one person asked me a question. Thank you to that one person, you know. But no shade, sorry if that sounded shady. As long as one person is listening and one person is locking in, that's all that it takes. So this one person, my friend, actually, she asked me, what is this point of your life called? Girl, I don't even know. Like, I'm struggling so much, you know. And I feel like I want this period of my life to be, like, isolation, kind of. Because, I don't know, I just feel like I need to be by myself and lock in and invest in myself. Because I'm not at a place I want to be in right now in life. As I'm sure many people is. And, I don't know, I just need to find the time and patience. So, unfortunately, girl, I don't know what this time in my life is called. Maybe like my 20s, my isolation period, my peace period, my wisdom period, my growing period. I don't know. But thank you for that question. You know, I like that question. It gets you really thinking deep about what is this point of your life called? Like, what is it at this point, girl? So thank you, and hopefully someone else, or you again, wonderful person, hopefully, you know, I get more questions as more episodes go, because I really do want to answer y'all questions and even suggestions. If y'all talk about, do a story time about something, I certainly will, because I love sharing experiences with y'all. Excuse me, y'all. I'm, like, really stuffy. So, if you live in Indy, you know, like, a previous week, it was, like, really cold. 30 degrees, 20 degrees, 30, 40 degrees. And now it's popping out at 70. And I tend to get sick when the weather changed that fast. Because I guess my body can't catch up with, like, okay, it was cold, our heating system got to work overtime. Now it's warm, now your body got to work overtime to keep your body cool, which nine times out of ten, I guess that means sweating, but don't quote me on that. But yeah, that's basically what I'm going through, and not only am I stuffy, but it's bloody. TMI, it's bloody. So, it's not good. But, yeah, I guess this is all for this section, and we can get ready for our discussion. So, welcome to your 20s, part 2, living with your parents edition. So, guys, I'm 21. Like I previously mentioned, I stopped going to school. College just wasn't for me right now. I really was in a mindset to work. So right now I'm currently working 2 jobs. And I just want to get my car because, guys, I don't have a car. I have my license. I got my permit when I was like 18. No, I got my permit when I was 17. I got my license at 19. And I'm 21, 22, about to have no car, but it's coming. I'm speaking it into existence. My car is coming. Just like with anyone else's car. Y'all car is coming. But in no mind the background, y'all have this lovely, lovely dog running around. If y'all hear a little stumps. But anyway, I'm not at home recording like I'm supposed to, and you know the grind don't stop, y'all. This is how much I care about this podcast. I'm at somebody else's place recording, and not in my usual area, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. But yeah, I don't have a car, and the job I have don't give enough hours to really do stuff, but it's weekly pay. I'm a 21-year-old, and I'm doing 21-year-old dates, which is mean. I'm overspending my money. I'm not budgeting. And, yes, I call in and work a lot. Like, I like not to, like, just sit at home and be a smoke and stuff. But, like, I just be needing a break from my job because, y'all, my job could be so depressing, you know. And I want to be my own boss, which is probably why I should have stayed at school, and I do want to go back eventually, but, you know, that time will come back, but right now, I just gotta lock in and focus on my goals, which is getting a car, and also getting my own crib, because transportation has been one of my main issues for a while now. I live in a single-parent household, so it's only so much one person could do. They can't be everywhere at once. So, yeah, it's really, like, I either wait on them or it's Uber. And Uber gets a lot of my money. But, I don't know, I'm 21 and I still stay at home with my parent. And it's a struggle sometimes because, like, they wait till last minute to, like, tell you everything you're doing wrong. Oh, you don't do anything. You don't pay any bills. Like, you should be grinding right now. Your common sense is lacking. Like, and then you don't want to get disrespectful with your parent, but you also kind of want to set that boundary of, hey, like, I understand I might not be living up to the standards that you raised me to, you know, be above those standards, but it gets to a point where, like, I would like for you not to disrespect me, you know? And I feel like they'll be like, you're grown now, you're grown. So then you'd be like, okay, we're grown, why can't we have an adult conversation? But then they're like, oh, you're a kid, stay in a child's place. So now I'm, like, confused, like, okay, which one do you want me to be? You want me to be grown or you want me to stay in a child's place? Because I can't be both at once. Like, I know, like, as a parent, I will never know until I become one. Like, you're always going to be a child to them. Oh, no. Y'all, excuse the intermission. I had to attend to the dog. But anyway, like, I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I'm new to this, not true to this. But every time I say that, that's not an excuse. I don't know. Maybe, like, you know, people try. I think parents do try to be, like, I think some parents try to, like, remember. I think they should try to remember how it was like being our age. And also have an understanding, like, for many of us, COVID really messed with us. Either it helped us or it messed with us. Like, I'll say it did both. It helped me lock in on, like, on my goals. I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to graduate early and all that. But also, it didn't help because, like, now I'm not social. Now I'm okay. Like, people didn't really talk to each other in person. Like, everything was online. I kind of lost my train of thought, y'all. I'm so sorry. I just, like, I don't know, like, it ruined, like, the social part, COVID. And then also, like, it felt like you had to grow up a little bit. Because it's like, COVID hit for me when I was a junior in high school. Next time I know, I'm a freshman in college. Now I'm considered an adult. Like, what the freak? Huh? Confusion. Like, I missed my whole senior year. It's like my whole senior year, like, flew by because I went online. Like, it was just crazy and chaotic. But really, like, the struggles of being 20s and living with your parents is really, like, a fight between, like, you know, what you should be doing, what you need to be doing. They feel the need to not have to tell you things. In my case, it's transportation. It's my jobs. Like, oh, me having to pick you up, getting away of my life, basically. That's what my parent told me. And I don't know, like, that just makes me sound like a burden. Like, dang. I don't know, y'all. And, you know, they're like, oh, you're an adult now, you know. Tears and being sad don't mean nothing. Like, I only take that from kids. So, I don't know. Like, I get parents being tough on kids in their 20s and still living at home. But it's just like, I'm in my early 20s. Like, I just became in my 20s almost 2 years ago. Like, I know you're legally an adult at 18, but let's be for real, you're a teenager. You're not really a full-on adult until you're 21. And then you're not even knowing what the freak you want to do with life. And, like, you really set in until maybe 25, mid-25s, mid-20s, 25. To the end, maybe even 30. Like, maybe 30 is when you have your life together, y'all. You know, I don't know. I just know I'm new to this and not true to this. So. But, yeah, y'all. It's just really a struggle living with your parent in your 20s when they have such big expectations. It's like you feel like you're not living up to their standards. And if you're not, they want you to get out. Or if you're not, they're going to keep pushing you until you are. I don't know. I just know, like, your parents should be your biggest supporter. But they also going to be your biggest enemy. They're going to be the person that gets on you the most. But they're going to also be the person that celebrates you the most. And also be the person that will go to jail for you. Let them find out something happened to you. They tearing this whole town up. And that's as a parent should. So, I don't know, y'all. I feel like I have so much more to say about this. But I try to keep a certain time limit on the podcast. I don't want to feel like I'm just talking and it don't make sense. I want to be engaging in my conversation, engaging in my discussion on this podcast. But that's just some of the struggles, like boundaries, like handling disrespect, handling, like, maybe you two have a difference of opinions of life, like, oh, that's you, though. That's not me. Like, why can't you sit here and understand that's not me? And then, you know, I don't know if this ever happened to y'all, but, like, threatening to get kicked out the house. Be like, oh, you can get out. Oh, you have a week to get out. Oh, you gotta learn out in the real world. Like, you can't stay here no more. I love you, but you gotta go. All because you're a young 21-year-old, not knowing what to do to life. You're trying to look to your parent to guide you. Your parent's like, I'm done being your parent. Like, I've raised you. I don't know, y'all. In my opinion, I feel like a parent's job is never done until you have your own children. Like, you're always gonna need your parent. You know, y'all raised us, and y'all want us to come to y'all when we going through stuff, but then you say your job is done. A parent's job is never done. Excuse me. But yeah, y'all, it's just been a struggle, and all I can say is I hope and pray for better. And if you're unfortunately going through that situation too, and even worse, I pray and hope your situation get better. And yeah, and next week I will see you guys next week with a new episode, and hopefully you guys ask questions. And if y'all want to be in touch with me, check out my social medias in my bio. And again, I want to thank y'all for listening and tuning in. I've been checking my statistics. 6 people. Thank you to those 6 people. Y'all are awesome. Hopefully I can get more listeners, but if not, I appreciate those who do listen. So thank you, and I hope you have a blessed week. And I see you guys next week. Bye. Your girl Bria signed out on Bria Chronicles.